Right, there's an incredible bracha. One that we only say twice a year. Most of us don't say it, unless you're the Baal Korah. But he says it on behalf of everyone that's there, as long as there's a minion. This bracha of Haravis Rivenu is so powerful. And certainly this year takes on new layers of meaning. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam. You're the source of all blessing, Hashem, King of the universe. Haravis Rivenu, who takes up our grievance. V'adanis Dineinu, judges our claim. V'anoikem es nikmasenu, avenges our wrong. Says the Chasam Sofer in Torah's Moshe, Parshas Miketz, there are three stages in any judgment. First, you have the dispute between two litigants. That's Haravis Rivenu. That's a riv. V'adanis Dineinu is the judgment by the judge. V'anoikem es nikmasenu is the ability to enforce the judgment. That's nakama. In this context, the ability to enforce the judgment of the judge. And what we say here is Hashem is all three. Hashem takes our side. He issues judgment, and then he enforces that judgment. V'mishalim gmul chalayvei nafshenu. He brings just retribution upon all the enemies of our soul. These are not opportunistic people. These are not people that just see a chance to abuse or assault or worse, a random Jew. Oyvei nafshenu. People that just cannot tolerate the Jewish people in this world. They have a deep-seated hatred for the Jew and everything the Jewish people represent. V'anifralanu mitzareinu. He exacts vengeance from our foes. Whether it's people who are acting on their own volition, whether they're hired hands to carry out the nefarious wishes of those who have sent them, useful idiots. Either which way, Hashem exacts retribution from them all. How do we finish off? Baruch atah Hashem. Blessed are you, Hashem. Nifra la'amu Yisrael mikol tzareihem. What does Hashem do? Who exacts vengeance for his people Israel from all their foes. Hakel HaMashiach, the God who brings salvation. Nifra la'amu Yisrael. Hashem not only pays back the enemies, but also protects us from them. Stops them. Stops their plans from being carried out. We have no idea what Hashem saved us from. We really don't. Hakel HaMashiach. Hashem is the one that saves us. He's the one that's looking after us. He's the one we'll exact retribution for all those that have harmed the Jews. Why does he do it? So that future generations should see his hashkacha, should see how Hashem protects us. There's two things here. Number one, for us to appreciate Yesh Din v'Yesh Dayan. Ultimately, Hashem runs the world. Those that seek to harm us, Hashem will take all steps to make sure they get what they deserve. But also to appreciate Hashem's protection. Even if we don't see it. Perhaps that's so relevant for the Purim story. There were Jews all around the Persian Empire that had no idea what was going on. Certainly according to the Malbim, they get the second letters before the first. They find out that they have the ability to protect themselves before they even hear about Haman's Gezerah. They didn't even know what was going on in Shushan. Hashem was protecting them without their knowledge. There's so much we don't know. It's not possible for us to fathom. the depths of Hashem's Hashkacha and His protection. So to have in mind those two things. Number one, of course, Hashem will pay back all of our enemies. Punish them, as they deserve. But also to appreciate Hashem's protection. That really is two parts of the Purim story. Halvayit should be beyond mehem bazman hazeh.